What about stage 3 disease? What are some of the new ideas that are being tested in clinical trials?
First of all, I just summarize my thoughts about this. One is that concurrent chemotherapy and radiation are more effective than sequential chemotherapy and radiation. And concurrent chemotherapy, to be really effective, has to be given in full doses. And really the only of the regimens that can be done is etoposide and cisplatin, you know, an older regimen. And the thing that is most interesting in terms of new research and is going to be tested, is being tested by CALGB, and I think it's going to be tested in a big international study, is Alimta plus either cisplatin or Alimta plus carboplatin or pemetrexed. So pemetrexed, it looks like the work done by Dr. Boakes and his colleagues at University of Chicago could be given in full doses with carboplatin with concurrent radiation.
What about biologics?
Well, cetuximab is the one that is most likely to have a role there, I think, and we may hear some about that at this year's ASCO. Bevacizumab, that I think there's been some concern. There's been some tracheoesophageal fistulas. I think there are still some studies going on, but some have actually been stopped already, Neil.
What do we know about cetuximab in terms of chemoradiation in stage 3 disease?
Well, we know that it's being tested, I believe, by CALGB and RTOG. And the biggest thing we know is that very positive study in head and neck cancer.
Right.
I mean, and to me, just a note, I wonder why the head and neck cancer doctors have mounted a study of cetuximab radiation versus platinum radiation. Would they have a platinum radiation and cetuximab? I mean, three arms would be ideal, and maybe they don't have enough patients, but